When my first cousin died, now see, we're talking about my side of the family, and don't let this go no further. You know, he's the one that got killed with a hay baler. Yeah, out baling hay. Thank goodness he was working near the road there, and somebody just driving by happened to notice that this hay baler was running amok with nobody on it. At first, they thought he had just gone to lunch. Then somebody with a brain said, no. He wouldn't jump off a moving hay baler to go to the huddle house. Well, to make a long story short, here's what happened. He had been up all night the night before watching that Nick at Night. They had this Mary Tyler Moore marathon. He watched every damn show. Anyway. So he goes to work the next day without any sleep at all. And he's working on the hay baler, dozed off, and just fell off the hay baler. And it just bailed him up. Trouble was, there must have been 1,000 bales of hay laying out there. And they didn't know which one he was in. I swear, it was just like hunting Easter eggs. Thank goodness, though, he was wearing his Braves cap. And it was like sticking through the hay. And somebody said, here he is, here he is. And we gave them a chocolate rabbit. It was a closed casket service. He had always wanted to be buried in his favorite blue suit. I said, well, not this time. You know what? You have to be very careful. You know, people get sensitive at a time like that. I didn't mean nothing by it, but, you know, they didn't have no insurance. They didn't have no money. And I just said to his wife, I said, look, since he's just this long now, why don't y'all get him a plot like in a pet cemetery? Just tell him his name was Fluffy. They were pissed.